Let's wrap this up with your stock picks this evening, Wayne.
I'm going for Long for Life, Brian Joffe's company. It's good underlying businesses. He's also going into sort of daycare, clinic type of operations, because he sees the gap there. But the biggest single reason is that it's trading well below what Long for Life, what Brian thinks is the true net asset value of the company. And he's buying shares, he's buying back shares quite aggressively with the cash resources. And if the market doesn't recognize the value that he sees in the company, if over time, next year, next 2 years, the share price doesn't go up, he will actually take the private, he will buy the company out and take it private.
Okay.
So there is some upside there. But also the underlying businesses, you know, some good businesses there. They've just replaced the beverage CEO of the beverage business. You've got the sporting goods businesses. You've got Sorbet. You know, nice underlying businesses, and it's trading at a big discount to the value as perceived by management there.
Okay. In the meantime, Jonathan, you're going down a different route.
Yes. So I'm going with the behemoth of online retail distribution. Mm-hmm. We spoke a bit about it earlier. That being Amazon, continues to come out with very good earnings numbers and results. The last set of numbers came out about 10 days ago. And for the year, operating cash flow was up 25%. Free cash flow was up 32% to $25 billion from $19 billion. Headline earnings per share is up only 14% to $23 from $20. They're trading on a P of 90. But you've got to ask yourself, you know, is this going to continue? The share price is up another 2% this evening. You know, is that the right way to value this big company? It just seems to be stealing market share from all your usual bricks and mortar type businesses. We saw Macy's closing down stores a week or so ago and others. And I think it's going to continue growing.
Let's leave it there, gentlemen. Always a pleasure. Thanks so much for joining me in studio this evening. Of course, Jonathan Fisher is with PSG Wealth Sandton Greyston and Wayne McCurry from FNB Wealth and Investments as well. Julietta will be back with your stock-related questions tomorrow. Have a good evening.